And then about 3 years later, I went back and I said, look, I'm willing to give this another try. And he said, sure. And I came on the show and I never had another problem. We actually ended up having quite a good relationship. But it just spoke volumes that I had to completely handle it on my own, that there was nobody that was willing to even say anything to him, just to basically say, you can't treat one of our political analysts this way.
It is. I mean, Kirsten, having obviously not worked at Fox, and I've only worked at basically, you know, Channel 1, ABC News, and CNN, I cannot imagine working in an environment where that was tolerated, where any of these allegations were tolerated, not only by O'Reilly, but by Roger Ailes. I mean, the guy was running the place.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's right. And I will say, you know, for myself, I sort of look back on it and think, you know, why? I mean, I did quit a show, but I still did keep on working there. And I have to say that my generation of women kind of grew up always kind of dealing with sexual harassment. It's not the first place. That's not sexual harassment, but sort of sexual discrimination, I guess. I was never hit on. But I think I have dealt with this kind of stuff so much that to a certain extent, you just learn to tolerate it. You just learn to expect that this is going to be part of your job. And because it wasn't something, this was an isolated incident for me, you just learn to live with it. And that's not okay. And so that's why I think it's really important to give a lot of credit to Gretchen Carlson for coming out and really being the person who started this conversation. I mean, the only reason I'm really telling this story, I think, is because Gretchen came out and took on Fox News. A lot of women just don't talk about these things because if you make too much trouble, your career is over. Or at least that's the way it used to be.
And clearly, from what Roger Ailes was saying to you, I mean, you knew about it and just kind of didn't care or threw up his hands.
Yeah, no, it was really like, what are we going to do? He's the most powerful person here. He makes the most money for the channel. And, oh, well. And it's just not. Yeah, it is kind of astonishing. And that's why I think when everyone keeps saying, like, what was the culture like? Well, that was the culture. I don't think that anyone really felt like complaining was really going to solve a problem.